Should teachers be allowed to go on strike? That's one of the questions we're asking this morning. One union, the NASUWT, is telling its members to go on strike. This will be at some time later this month, possibly, over a 0% pay offer. Now, the action involves rolling strikes, which are also planned for January and February. And Justin McCamphill is the NASUWT's official, national official here in Northern Ireland. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So, Justin, you're claiming that it's 0% and the minister saying it's a 1% pay increase.
It's a bit like a Schrodinger's cat. Both can be right at the same time. It's 1% for 2016, but 0% for 2015. We spent 14 months in talks on the 2015 pay claim, and at the end of it, we were offered 0%.
So this is a good enough reason to call for industrial action on a day whenever parents are getting the children ready for school again, having spent the last week trying to organise childcare while most parents would have been out working and teachers were off having a midterm break, maybe down at the Mediterranean in the sunshine. And they come back to school and they're calling for strikes.
Well, very few teachers would have been in the Mediterranean. In fact, many of them were preparing work because they are suffering so much from workload. They actually spend their holidays getting work ready. It is regrettable that pupils and parents are facing this disruption, but if this strike action goes ahead, the parents have to ask themselves, who does the responsibility lie with? It lies with the Minister of Education and the employers. And what I would ask parents to think about, last Monday, Peter Weir wrote out to schools in Northern Ireland announcing £14 million extra for schools. But he said in that letter that £7 million of it would be funded by savings from denying teachers any pay award for 2015. So teachers are angry. £7 million has been taken from the budget for their pay and been given to schools. This is divisive and is setting up a conflict between schools and teachers.
The reality is, of course, teachers are not alone in having a pay freeze over the last couple of years.
That's true. Within the public sector, there has been pay freezes.
And the private sector.
Not consistently across either. The average pay rises within the private sector are running between 5 and 6%.
I'm not sure which part of the private sector you're referring to, Justin, but I know a considerable number of people who've worked in the private sector for a long time, and they would feel they're earning less now than they were earning 5 years ago, and they certainly have been through an official pay freeze.
It would all depend who they work for. The Navan Institute have carried out research that has shown that there is that private sector wages are rising in Northern Ireland. Not the same across all sectors, but private sector wages are rising. In the public sector, and teaching in particular, pay has only gone up 2% since 2010. Bearing in mind that inflation has run at 15% and we're about to enter a higher period of inflation in the next year or two, teachers' wages are going to be depressed even more.
Now, the Education Minister says teachers' pay has not been cut. They have received what they are contractually entitled to. He says, in addition, teachers' salaries and allowances will be, as you've referred to, uplifted by 1%. They're from September of this year. Therefore, teachers have received that pay increase. He talks about the challenging financial climate. It's important to find the right balance between protecting the school budgets and indeed the teachers' jobs and the teachers' pay. Now, the parents who are listening to this programme are going to be more concerned about the school budgets, about, you're saying it's divisive to play one off against the other, but it's the budget for running the school that's going to have more of an impact on the teaching of George Josephine than the actual teachers' pay impact would have.
If teachers aren't properly rewarded financially for their jobs, they are going to feel the need to go and get second jobs. They are not going to spend the same amount of time and effort in planning and preparing lessons if they can't make ends meet financially themselves.
So you're suggesting that teachers go back to what they used to do, run a small farm or a taxi service in the evenings?
That's the type of thing you say, yes, that did happen in the past, and that's the situation that our teachers are going to end up in again.
But if teachers are doing that, then you're... losing the argument about them being so busy that they can't even go away for a proper midterm break.
People will end up working 70, 80-hour weeks. And in many cases, many teachers already are working right through half-term breaks, working evenings and weekends.
So you feel that the teachers will not be able to make ends meet. And the other side of the coin is that you have teachers who are maybe on 35, 38, 40 grand a year who are in the latter stages of their career. There's this new system for allowing some of them to leave early with their pension paid up. And the young teachers are forming a queue from here to wherever outside the schools hoping to get in. So surely teachers aren't in a very good bargaining position at the moment when there are so many unemployed young teachers who are mad keen to work for 10 or 12 grand less than the teachers that you're representing.
While you may say they're prepared to work for 10 or 12 grand less, they're wanting to take on jobs knowing that there's a pay structure there that within 10 years will take them on to the full level of pay that those other teachers are on. I certainly don't believe that they would be wanting to go into the job at the bottom of the scale and to stay at the bottom of the scale.
So how much are children suffering in the classroom at the moment from the teachers being as stretched as you believe they are?
I actually believe they don't suffer as much as we would expect, because teachers do push themselves to the extreme limits, that the teachers still do deliver despite all the pressures put on them. But teachers are at a breaking point. They're reaching the stage where they simply won't be able to go forward like this in the future.
And do you feel you've got support from parents? Have teachers had conversations with parents about the stresses that they're under?
I think many teachers, it's not a conversation a teacher would necessarily have with open up with a parent on the school gates. But I know from members who, when parents approach them, the parents are sympathetic and do realise the amount of work that their teachers put in. I mean, I look at my own daughter's teacher, who's updating things online at all hours of the night so that we as parents can actually see what progress our children are making.
And what can be achieved by the industrial action if you have rolling strike days? Will anything be achieved?
Well, we've went for rolling strike action rather than a one-day action, as we believe this will be able to put more pressure on, and that if parents out there get behind their teachers, we believe that we can put enough pressure on the minister and the employers to reconsider their decision to give teachers 0% for 2015. But ultimately, the responsibility does lie with the minister and the employers. We have no alternative but to escalate to this strike action.
So which, finally, is money better spent? Which example is money better spent? You've touched on this before, but just so as we're clear on it. The teachers' pay continuing to go up, or the support in the classroom, for example, children who have special needs, or children who don't have English as a first language, or schools that may have a lot of mixed nationalities and therefore more stresses and pressures than, say, a school that is very small. What is the best way for the minister to spend the limited budget that he has?
I think looking at it in those terms is the wrong way to look at it. It's two sides of the same coin. You can't cut one and cut one without cutting the other. If you cut teachers' pay, the other will inevitably suffer.
But you've no understanding or acceptance, or you have an understanding, of course, but you've no acceptance of the budgetary stresses that the minister's under.
Of course I accept that the minister is under extreme pressure with budgets. So all the responsibility for this doesn't just lie with the minister. It also lies with the executive as a whole, who need to properly ring-fence education from the cuts. And one thing I would draw to your attention is that teachers in England and Wales received at least a minimum of a 1% pay increase in 2015. When that happened, the block grant was increased through the Barnett formula to take account of that. So that £7 million that should have been paid to teachers in Northern Ireland wasn't. The minister has used it for something else, and some people may have a view that is money that was needed in schools. However, the executive is spending money on other things. I could even mention the controversial one, Charter NI. Put it out there. There's money being spent that could be better spent in schools.
Okay, Justin McCampbell, thank you very much indeed. Justin is representative of the NASUWT, calling for industrial action among his members and rolling strike action. Now, we have a Twitter poll. Should teachers be allowed to go on strike?